Okay, hello, and what a beautiful morning we've got here at Port Edgar for the 7:07 September sprints. Got 19 boats sailing today, 20 coming tomorrow. So we are covering today just for the first day of the event, and this is the Scottish Sailing Show podcast, episode 2. I'm David Simpson. Up to the end of race one on the sprint 2019, and it's absolutely glorious day out here. Not a cloud in the sky, a good 15 knots of breeze, and they've had a great first race coming into the end of the second lap, and it's all really tight, to be honest. There's probably three boats that could win it. Having a great day out here with Stu Sly from Stu Sly Photography, taking some fantastic shots of the boats as they come down. Nice tight courses, interesting the wind over tide, so there's a bit of a short chop out here. But the boats are handling it really well, and all the guys and girls are having a great fun out there, competing all the way down to the last finish here. Done two laps for this race. We've got a special guest on board one of the boats today. So David Witt from Scallywag, one of the Volvo Ocean race teams. Him and a number of his crew have come up to sail with Autism on the Water and Murray McDonald. They're the ambassadors. He actually met them out in Hong Kong and agreed to be the charity's ambassador. We'll speak to Murray and David later on, hopefully after the racing. But they've had a bit of fun, I think. They were mid-fleet as they came round the first mark. And it's great to see celebrities like that on board this magnificent fleet. We've got 19 boats out today, and everybody's having a great time, honestly. It's a marvellous sight here. The photos that we'll put up on the Sailing Show Facebook page at the Scottish Sailing Show. And you'll see some fantastic shots from today. So coming down to the first finish, you'll hear the toot as they go over the line. You've got Sharky, who were the leading boat to the windward mark in the first lap. A fantastic crew up here from Hartlepool. Andy Hughes on the helm. They've had a really good season, actually, with Edinburgh Cup. They had a third, seventh in the Nationals, down at their home base in Hartlepool. And then the Northern Championships had a third as well. They're the kind of sociable class stalwarts. And that's them just coming up for a great finish and a great start to their day. They'll be delighted with that. There we go. Well done, Sharky boat. Excellent. And then they've got a good gap up, actually. So they made all their wins on the first upwind leg. Being first to the windward mark, and then they just stayed ahead all the way. Another boat down there to my right, 7042 sail number. That is Mojito, Jerry Fitzgerald. They were unfortunately over the start line, and because we're flying a U flag means that you're disqualified. You can't even come back and return. So they've come back early to re-get their thoughts. Second boat here coming up is 97, which is Mad Dog and Dan Callis. They have come over from the Clyde, so another visitor from the west of Scotland. And great to see them up there getting a good second place for this first race. So it's wide open, to be honest, and it's brilliant to see. And then the third boat coming up here, just jibing over the mark, is Seabird, one of the great competitors within this fleet, Seabird. They've got a great history over the last 5 years. Dara O'Malley is the owner of that boat, and we have Andy on the helm. And then in fourth place, Valhalla. So we'll leave it there for now as all the rest of these boats come in. They're coming in thick and fast. Great to see. Fantastic race. The course should stay stable for the next race, and we will come back to you and give you an update as that happens. Up for the finish here of race two on the sprint 2019. They've had a fantastic race up here in the second one. It's I need to find some better superlatives about how wonderful this day is today. They're having a great race out here, almost planing some of these boats. I'm sure they will be down some of the waves. So you've got coming up here in the lead is number 76, which is Swordfish. So Stuart Urquhart, Swordfish, he's not done any racing in the fleet this year, so great to see them up the front and getting a nice win. So yeah, they are surfing in here, which is fantastic. Then in second place, you've got Mad Dog. So Dan Callis, another second. That's a good, there you go, that was Swordfish. And then you'll hear how quick it is. So Mad Dog coming in here. So Dan Callis getting in there in second place. And then in third place, we've got Morty Vicker. So guys in Morty Vicker having a much better race that time. So Carl Allen on the helm there and Eddie Batchelor. So the regatta sponsored by Port Edgar Water Sports, which is absolutely fantastic. And then the guys in there just taking their spinnakers down. rest of the fleet coming in, so there's Seaward on fourth. It's really, really competitive and they're all in there or thereabouts. There's Mojito getting a finish. They'll be delighted that they've managed to get over after being disqualified in the first race. And the rest of the fleet coming in thick and fast as well. So that's the finish for race two on the Sprint 2019. And we're lining up here for race three of the Sprint 2019. Great backdrop here with the three bridges on the River Forth. Going to have some fantastic shots from the day, I'm sure. I hope all the crews are doing our competition. So that's 1 minute to go of crew photos and uploading them to the Facebook page. All lining up here. So in the sitting here in first position at the it's Pocket Battleship, but probably a bit early. And then you get boat number 7, which is Miss Moneypenny. That's the class fleet boat, the rental. And you've also got boat number 8, which is the Ken Pritchard on the Apollo, the Port Edgar Yacht Club boat. You can hire those boats if you're a member of the club. So we've got Mad Dog sitting here, number 97, coming up quite nicely. Autism in the Water over there, number 96. That's Murray McDonald. Morty Vicker here is in the prime kind of position here next to the committee boat. Okay. Lots of shouting at the start here. No room for there's somebody coming in here a bit sharp. And that's them over. Seaward near his boat. Morty Vicker stalled. Not happy with Seaward. And then Rami coming in here at the tail end. But right up here at the committee boat end. Seaward tacking away. Jetstream sat there. Jetstream was Justin Venton, who we spoke to last time, had a really good regatta back in June. All over clean, it looks like. Eastlander way out at the pin end, at the far end. Sharky kind of mid-fleet. You've got Morty Vicker tacking over. So Jetstream, Morty Vicker and Seaward heading out into anything that's left of the tide, with that tide ebbing out here just now. And most of the other boats staying in, although they're all starting to peel away now there. The fleet's probably split 50-50, half of them going out there to get the tide and the other half heading inshore. So another great start. Okay, in the middle of the third race here and on the committee boat here with Stu Slyer, photographer of the day. So Stu, this is your first time out at a sailing regatta on the fourth. So what's your impressions first and foremost?
Ah, it's fantastic, Dave. I think it's great to be out on the water, and the starts are fast and furious, so it's great to see the boats jostling for position, and hopefully going to get some fantastic photographs of the day. So be sure to keep an eye on the Facebook page for more images.
And you do a lot of photography around here, don't you, in the landscape front, so you're quite here early in the day and late at night getting great sunsets and all that. How does this compare to taking photos of your landscapes?
It's a different beast, really, but pictures are pictures at the end of the day, and whether it's out on the boats or whether it's taking pictures, it's of landscapes. It's just nice to be out here on the outdoors, really. So yeah, it's great opportunity. So thanks very much, Dave.
So that's Stu Sly of Stuart Sly's Photography, and as he says, we'll get some pictures up on the Sailing Show Facebook page and put links to the rest of his photos so that you can see some of his lovely landscape work. But the fleet are having a fantastic time. We spoke to a few boats as they were kind of passing around after the last start there, and they're delighted with the courses and the speed that we're getting things turned around. So we're actually going to shorten the course in the next couple of races because we've got another regatta going on with 85 younger sailors out on dinghies. So we're just going to try and give them a bit of room so everybody can be happy on the water here. On the River Forth, what a great thing to see in September. This kind of weather and this number of boats out on the water, it's a phenomenal thing. So that's the 3 minute toot. So the class flag just going up here for race four on the Sprint 2019 for the Hunter 707s. Started a bit earlier on the commentary for this race, just to explain a bit more about what happens at the start. So all the boats are manoeuvring up and down, timing their runs along the start line. Some of them will get interesting gadgets on board that they talk about pinging the start line. So it basically puts a GPS marker at one end and the other, and then that tells them how long it is to go time-wise or distance-wise to the start line when it comes up for the run-in. So they're all trying to look at their time and distance right about their run-ins. There's plenty of wind to play with today, so it shouldn't be an issue for them. Really interesting when they try to challenge the fleet when they're coming down in these start lines, especially as you get into the fourth race of the regatta. They're all getting used to each other and who's kind of competing with who and who's kind of who you can push and who you can't push. So they'll all get a feel for each other, but it's really spread amongst the fleet who's won what. Autism in the Water got their first win there in the last race, so the guys from Scalawag as their guest crew on there will be absolutely delighted with that, and I expect to see them continue to compete for the rest of the regatta. Now they've got a hang of the boat. Most of them hadn't really sailed much on 707s, so that last two there was 2 minutes to go, I think. Yeah, 2 minutes, and then next one will be 1 minute to go, so they'll all get a bit closer. So we've got Autism in the Water here holding position, trying to burn off a bit of speed. Most of the other boats are still not really lined up yet. Swordfish just slotting in behind them, Pocket Battleship there, and Eastlander. So Eastlander, again, in here competing with the best of them at the start. Interesting seeing the helm hanging outside the guardrails there. I'm not sure that's the best position to be hanging out when you're helming, but I'm sure they'll get the hang of it. And there's 1 minute to go. You can hear all the sails flapping, that's them trying to burn off speed. So there's loads of them lined up here all waiting. You've got more T. Vickers sat down there. You've got sail number 42, so he is Rami, I think. No, 42 is Mojito, so Mojito's sitting down there. Racehorse and Pottle Battleship sitting up behind me, just behind the committee boat here. So a lot of them are further down the line. So there's loads of room up here towards the committee boat. Seabird's coming in here, looking good. Sharky in that position as well. As well as Mad Dog, so Dan Callis, the Clyde-based boat, who's a good 2 seconds and a fourth so far. They're competing. Blue Funk, actually, 37, first time I've had to mention them. So they're up here in the, at the good pin end. Everybody else is way too early, so Seabird looks like they're getting a good start. Valhalla sitting in there, tucked in too. It's a nice little clutch of five boats sitting here. 10 seconds to go, yeah, they've timed it perfectly. So Mad Dog's had a great start here, so Dan Callis again with Seaward sat tucked in next to them, boat 60. Then we've got Sharky, Blue Funk and Valhalla, so they all got the best starts of that race four. The rest of them were all really early, you could hear them all flapping their sails, and hence they've started way further down the line than you would ideally like to in this wind. I would expect to see some of the boats tack over quite early just to capitalise on that extra positioning they got. Sharky's the one going first, closely followed by Valhalla, almost tacking at the same time. Hello, here with the end of the sailing today. We're all back ashore, everybody's having a light refreshment out in the sunshine waiting for the hog roast to start. And a beautiful, beautiful September Saturday. And I'm here with Dan Challis from Mad Dog. So you've come over from the Clyde, Dan, and you've sailed in amongst the 707s here on the 4th. How was it in the east for you today?
It was good fun. It was nice and close racing. Certainly you had to get a good start, keep your nose clean and try not to get involved in any trouble. But it was fantastic, really enjoyed yourself.
Excellent. And I've seen you've done, is it one event you've done so far this year? And then you've got, obviously you do more racing on the west where you do more much of your practice, but what's your plans for the rest of this year and into next?
So we came across, we got the boat at the beginning of the year, and we really kind of put it together at the start of the season and came across and did the first event of the year here just to see how we got on and had a good time and enjoyed ourselves. And then we took it across and did some events over on the west coast, which was equally good fun. But really it's not a big One Design fleet, and the reason why I got the boat was to do a bit of One Design racing. So that's what I was keen to do. And so the plan is to, was always to come across here towards the end of the season and do the do this regatta and then do the Scottish Champs in a month's time and keep the boat over here maybe for that and then take it back west at the end of the year.
Excellent, Dan. Right, so before I let you go back to your crew and for your celebrations, how do you think you've got on today? So think about all the results. So 9 races today, so You had some good finishes.
Yeah, 9 races. I suppose it was about trying to keep out of trouble all day and being consistent was the key to it all. I think we managed to do that, which was really good. Managed to win a couple of races, which was excellent, and a few good positions throughout it all. So I think we're towards the front end, which is we're pleased with, really happy with. So it was about keeping the crew work sweet and everybody worked really hard, keeping everything neat and tidy and staying out of trouble as much as we could, and that was what we managed to do, so we're pleased with that.
Excellent. That was Dan Challis from Mad Dog. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, that was all right. Perfect. Post race here with Andy Marshall from Seaward. He helms Seaward under Dara O'Malley as the boat owner. So Andy, first and foremost, how was your day today?
It was a mixed day today, Dave. So up and down, there was a bit of snakes and ladders throughout every race. But overall, fantastic. I think we did 9 races. I say I think because I'll be honest, we so many races back to back. It was hard work. It was great fun though.
And you've saved many boats in various different fleets then. How does the 707 fleet compare to the others that you've raced in and race in?
Yeah, and I've done a lot of dinghy stuff in the past, and it's nip and tuck when you're doing dinghies. And this is exactly what the 707 fleet's like. It's nip and tuck, everybody's really close, and that's what makes it so much fun.
Excellent. Now, Seaward's been a really successful boat over the years. You've won Scottish Series, you frequently win the Nationals, you've had 2 really good regattas this year. What do you think the secret to the success is for Seaward?
There's a lot of time in the water. The crew, we've sailed together for at least 20 years. So there's an element of that, knowing what everybody's going to do, everybody knows their job, and we all work well together, and that makes a big difference. But the rest of the fleet is kind of getting really close to us. In fact, today we didn't have it all our own way, and we were getting beaten by loads of good people now. And everybody's just up the bar, and it's great, great fun racing because of that.
Excellent. Well, I was just talking to Jerry Fitzgerald there, and he was talking to me about the kind of price of a 707 and how it's a good entry boat into one design racing for a group of people. What would you say top tips if somebody's gone out and spent their $5,000 on a boat and they've got it out in the water and they're ready to go? What would you say the top tips for a new crew would be?
Top tips for the new crew are, there's so many boats that we have here in Scotland. There's that 20 boats, 19 boats out in the water today. Getting somebody to come out and show you some of the little things that make a big difference to make the boat go. And doing that will help you leaps and bounds to get to being competitive in the fleet.
And do you think the class is quite open for that? Do you think there's people in class who would go out?
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody's right up for bringing everybody on. And that's one of the things that I've been really keen to support and see everybody getting closer as well. We've all shared our little hints and tips over the last few years. I think we did a few videos that Rachel videoed in the Yacht Club here, and just sharing everything. I'm not trying to keep everything secret of what we do, because everything that we do is not fast, but a mixture of what we do and what other people do, pull it all together, and that's how you make boats go real quick. So,
excellent, Andy. And finally, move on to, I know you sail a Wasp these days, so yeah. How's that going, and how did you get on at the event recently?
Unfortunately, I broke my toe, so I couldn't sail in the recent event, but a great boat. It's a bit like learning how to sail all over again. First year of owning the boat, it really was exhausting. I did a lot of swimming and learning how to sail the boat, and I've now just this year I've got right into it, really enjoying it. I was going to sell it and move on, because I've kind of not mastered foiling, but I've decided I'm going to keep it. It's just so much fun.
Thanks very much. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Now here with Eddie Batchelor from Morty Vicar. So Eddie's the regatta manager alongside Port Edgar Watersports and Haggis Motorhomes, who are sponsoring the hog roast and the rest of the regatta. So Eddie, how did it go for you today?
A very, very mixed bag. Some of the competition out there was unbelievably good. We got some good results. I think we managed to get third, but mixed bag, sort of fifths, sixths. But awesome day out, nevertheless. So,
and do you think, from you, kind of the whole idea of the sprints a couple of years ago, do you think today epitomises what you were looking for from the sprints?
Very much so. It's growing. Obviously, this is the most number of boats we've had. We've got 20 boats here. We started off with 12 boats. And then we were 16, and now we're 20 boats. So it's just growing and growing. And as you can see yourself, the class of racing, the style of racing is awesome.
So we're here with Murray McDonald and David Witt from Autism on the Water, that name you've heard loads today. So Murray, start with you. How did it go for you today?
Oh, absolutely fantastic day. So much, beautiful weather, great wind and such close racing. And yeah, just an absolutely fantastic day to be out on the water. Really good fun, especially getting 3 wins in a row and a 4th win and stuff. So,
tell me a bit more about this man, David. So how did you get David involved with your boat?
So David and I met in Hong Kong during the Volvo Ocean race. He just won the leg from Melbourne to Hong Kong. And I gave him one of my Otters in the Water wristbands. And yes, and he's still wearing the original one to this day. And then a few weeks later, when I was back home, someone sent me a link on YouTube to say you've got to watch this video. And I watched it, and it was David on the way to Auckland saying that his nephew had just been diagnosed with autism and how he just met me and stuff, and he was showing off his wristband. And it sort of went from there after that. So,
And you've kept in touch. So, David, how did you find your racing on the 707 today?
Hectic for an old guy. My hands are torn apart. I don't normally touch ropes, so Murray worked me to the bone, right?
How did you find it, and how do you find the fleet and of all your years of experience and all the different fleets you've been involved in?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the weather's great, but the really friendly bunch of people. And I've met the president. He's very good, and, you know, it's very close racing. I think for this level, it's the best I've seen. I just actually saw Margaret, the RO, and told her, you know, I've been doing this too long. And that was the best RO performance I've ever seen, the way she got 9 races off back-to-back. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was on the committee boat, and it was a seamless exercise. Yeah. So, no, they did a grand job. And, David, obviously, you've done the Volvo Ocean Race with Scarlet Wag. Where are you at just now, and what's your plans for the future?
We're just having a look at it at the moment. We may do an Amoka 60, but it probably looks like we might do a new 100-footer, foiling 100-footer. So I'm getting a bit old to go around the world now. It's twice I've done it. I think I don't want to do it 3 times, I don't think.
Sure, so into foiling classes then, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, well, under the IRC rule, you're allowed to fully foil. You know, the Mockers can't fully foil, they're not allowed T-rudders on the boats, but not in IRC, so hopefully we'll try with Scullywag, we'll have the first 100-footer that fully foils.
Well, you heard it here first, excellent. Well done, David, thanks for your chat. No worries. And then thanks, Murray.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, all. So we're sat here after racing with the boys off Sharky, the furthest travelled boat, are you? Do you think you get that accolade today?
No.
Oh, Aberdeen, it's still in Scotland though, isn't it? I was just getting ribbed about not speaking to any of the English crews, but there is only one English crew, and you'll understand once you speak to them why I've probably not interviewed them. But so we got Ant Cooper here, so how did you go on today, Ant? Was it good?
It was... different, shall we say, in terms of results. Started off well and then just got worse.
That's okay. Well, you get
peaked too early.
You get tired, don't you, boys? You get tired. So you guys hosted the Nationals this year, so how did the Nationals go?
That was a really good event. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. People keep coming up and thanking us for doing a really good event. I think the weather helped because we had a real mix of weather. There was a bit of light, there was a bit of heavy. Party pool is always a nice place to come for a drink and a social.
Party pool, well, I've not managed to make it yet, so I hope to get down there soon. So you guys have been in the fleet for quite a long time. I think my notes for today was it was the most sociable boat on the fleet, which is quite a good accolade.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll leave that for people to work out themselves. But how long have you guys been sailing 707s?
We bought the boat in 2007, I think, so 12 years. Yeah. So our first event was Cowes 2008. Yeah. So we've been around for a while and never got any better.
and what have you seen in the fleet? What have you thought about the way the fleet's progressed?
It's got really, really good. There's a tremendous amount of really, really good sailors in the fleet. So the standard from when we first joined has just got exponentially better. And if you make a mistake, you're going to suffer. But it's still the most sociable class that you could join. Everybody's really friendly. Everybody likes a drink. Everyone likes a bit of crack. So, so although it's really, really super competitive now, it's still the same fun class that we joined at the beginning.
Yeah, so being the most sociable boat and the most sociable fleet must have some form of accolade. You're the helm, Andy, so you've sailed in quite a few other different types of boats. How do you find the 707 compared to the other boats you've sailed in?
Yeah, I say it is a bit tweaky boat sometimes. You just have to, there's daft little things. If you don't get like halyard tensions right by a quarter of an inch, you can like lose 2 boat lengths. If you mess a tack up, you can be out 3 or 4 boat lengths. And it's very competitive, and you can easily, little mistake, you can lose 3 or 4 places, easy.
So I was speaking to Jerry Fitzgerald earlier on about, you know, if I was wanting to kind of buy a boat and get into it, and he was telling me the kind of cost that would be involved. What would you advise somebody if they'd spent their 5-6 grand on a boat, kind of got involved in the fleet? What would be the best way for them to learn the ropes quickest?
I think it's just do events. It's all we can kind of say is just do one design events. You get up here when we've got 20 boats for this event here, and it's you get in there and you can just compare. You can start tweaking little bits and do little changes, and you can just build it, compare it to the other people, see how you got on the fleet. It's just practice with that one design fleet. But see, we've got professional boats that are coming in here and they're still not winning. We've got Olympic sailors going to events. and we're not even coming like on podium finishes. So that's how competitive the fleet is.
Excellent. Yeah, we had obviously David Witt and the guys over from Scallywag today, and it was good to see them get Murray up the front of the fleet. Were you keeping an eye out? Did you learn anything from them today?
I think just be better at the start is that kind of our problem. There's a couple of, you watch the good lads and it's kind of, but you're trying to see what they're doing and you can't tell. You're kind of like, you're just trying to concentrate on your own race, seeing what you can do. And yeah, it's nice to kind of talk to these guys and see the little comments from them, but they're never going to give you the trade secrets anyway, so it's kind of it's still good to watch them though. It's nice for Murray as well, because obviously Murray's been putting a lot of time in and to bring the lads over, so he got his first win, which I think is what he's been after. He wanted to win a 707 race, so it's good for Murray and Autism on Water for that.
Yes, indeed. Excellent. So thanks very much, boys. Enjoy your evening, and I'm not here tomorrow, so, but you won't be any good to chat to tomorrow anyway.
None of this will go in the final cut because we're English, will it?
That bit definitely won't. Thanks for now. I've been Dave Simpson on the Scottish Sailing Show.